Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Christina. Hi, Christina. Welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. Both of my grandmothers were herbalists, so I've been very strong on, following a herbal diet. And also I have hemolytic anemia, which means I have to have beef. But I'm also manic depressive, and I'm taking Spruce-Par and Wellbutrin. And I'm also using the rescue remedy by Dr. Bosch.
Okay.
With the flower essences.
Right.
And I'm just wondering if having so many things to do, like I'm trying to find a place to live because a friend of mine, her son put her in a nursing home against her wishes. So finally find a place to live, involved in a car wreck, involved in but the police won't help. I had some checks stolen, and the police, again, will not prosecute, even though it's grand larceny, so the sheriff's office will. And I'm taking Wellbutrin, 300 milligram, and then 60 milligram of Spruce-Par. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, could that just be... I have no energy. I have no desire to do anything.
Yeah. It can do that to you. Are you taking both of those right now, currently?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And
I was taking Prozac, but I didn't like the Prozac.
Yeah, Prozac a lot of times doesn't agree with people. I get that. You have to play around with it a little bit. Do you feel stable? Just, I know you feel tired. You don't feel like doing anything, but the highs and the lows, are you feeling those in the medication, or is it holding you...
The medication is—it's more for anxiety.
Well, it is.
I usually am very hyper. When I get depressed, then I get really low.
Right, but also what it can do is it keeps you balanced. So what I was wondering though is, are you having any extremes in any way, or do you feel fairly stable?
I'm having extremes because I have to get everything ready to get out of this house. I'm having to fight the police on two fronts, with the grand larceny and with the car wreck. This idiot slammed in the back of my car, and I'm seeing double and triple, and the eye surgeon said it may never clear up. And I was supposed to start a PhD.
My goodness. So you're
I can only read for like about 10 minutes, and then the words just become blurred or they change colors.
Does it cause you to have headaches at all when you read for a period of time?
Oh, yeah. I have an inflamed temple artery. I've had three hospitals who ask for my body when I'm dead, including Cleveland Clinic and Mayo Clinic. I should not be walking around with everything that's wrong.
But you still are.
About it, but I'm really worried the fact that right now I have no energy and I don't want to do anything.
Yeah. A lot of times, the medication can cause a lot of what you're feeling as far as fatigue goes. But let's step back for a second. Even though the medication can cause that, it can cause you to feel tired and almost numb you out a little bit. Are you doing well as far as your lifestyle? Do you eat well? Do you take care of yourself? Do you exercise or not really?
I exercise. I've lost 40 pounds.
Wow, great.
I start the morning with jalapeno pepper and then follow that with a glass of water with some apple cider vinegar and honey. And
okay.
I eat well. I like vegetables and yogurt. So, my diet's good. I had insomnia, but I've always had that as long as I can remember. I'll sleep for four or 5 hours, and then I wake up and I'm just wide awake.
Right.
What bothers me is I just have no energy, and I'm taking so many different medications right now, including hydrocodone for the pain.
Wow. Yeah.
from the car wreck, and I have a, what do they call it when your shoulder's out of place?
What was dislocated?
It's not dislocated, but the, it should be operated on because it's slipping, but they can't operate on me because I'm a bleeder and I also have a history of blood clot.
Oh. Well,
yeah, I'm just wondering if all this together is just, I feel like I'm not getting anything done.
Well, that's because you're feeling tired. But the bottom line is you've got to do some things to get your body more in balance. And with everything you just laid out for me, I mean, yeah, do you have a lot going on? Sure. But there has to be a starting point because you can't get to a place where you're just overwhelmed. And there's so many conditions, so many symptoms. You're taking one medication for one thing. It's causing another. So you take another medication, and it's this big whirlwind, and you're trying to get your body in balance, but you don't feel in balance. And you feel tired, and you feel fatigued. And so there's several things you can do. Now, obviously, you want to stay on the medications that you're taking. There's a reason that your physicians have you taking them. It's playing around with your dopamine levels. And dopamine, it's a key neurotransmitter or brain chemical. Getting that balanced can be one of the biggest keys for your energy levels, for making you feel good, the whole nine yards. Now, there's several ways to raise dopamine levels, and I'm going to talk to you about that. But also, you just have to realize that with everything you have going on, it's, you know, I talk a lot about an anti-inflammatory diet. I talk a lot about that because you have to start there. I'm going to make a difference and not going to change your chemistry in your body. That's where the challenge begins. So let me just lay some things out for you. Now, for dopamine, certain foods can really help raise dopamine levels, and they're pretty simple. Now, here's the deal. Once you start raising these, you may find that your medication doesn't, maybe you're taking too much, or the milligram might be a little bit too much. You might want to talk to your doctor as you go into this. If you really start making some modifications in your lifestyle, the way you eat and different things like that, may make a big impact. So you just want to keep an eye on that for how you feel. But meat, fish, eggs, cheese, and chocolate. Now, the hard cheeses like and the goat cheese are one of the best routes to go, but they will naturally raise dopamine levels in the body. Matter of fact, cheese has an amino acid in it called tyramine, and it will actually, it gives us a lift. It makes us feel good. That's why a lot of people are drawn to cheese. They enjoy eating it because it makes them feel good, actually. So there's a lot of components within those foods, meat, fish, eggs, cheese, and chocolate, the dark chocolate, by the way, that can make a big difference in your dopamine levels. So something to consider, blueberry extract, also L-tyrosine, vitamin B6, in the version of pyridoxal 5-phosphate, and N-acetylcysteine. All of those are great. And don't forget, tablespoon of cod liver oil for your omega-3 fats, one of the best things you can do for your overall brain chemistry. So that's dopamine levels. Now, also with Wellbutrin and any of the other medications, I know you're taking a lot more, getting your body stable is the first and foremost. The fatigue should lift once you get the dopamine levels a little bit more balanced. And you can work on the adrenal glands too, and of course they're probably, for me to ask you have they done this blood test or that, probably wouldn't even be a good question. Number one, you probably wouldn't remember all the values, but number two, you would probably just know normal or not. And if you got all that going on, they've probably done every kind of blood test under the sun with you. And so in that case, you want to focus generally on the adrenal glands. Make sure you stay away from coffee. You can do green tea. But vitamin B5, pantothenic acid, or pantothene, is really good along with vitamin C. And it's kind of an old school way to build the adrenal glands, but it still works and works very well. Because when your body gets tired and you're going through all you're going through, you're taking a lot of medications, you're not sleeping well at night, your adrenal glands can get really weak. And so that can be a real help to do vitamin C and B5. It can just help build the adrenals, strengthen you up, and give you a little bit more energy throughout the day. So a couple things to try. Keep me posted on how things go. But your body can balance. Don't lose hope in that.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fair, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fair is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community, that's you, empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's E-A-T, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
lines are open this hour. You're listening to the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Healthcare reform, unbelievable. We hear about it every day, read about it every day. But do you ever look about it from the physician perspective, from the doctor perspective? How's it going to affect the doctors? We're always worried about how it's going to affect us in our healthcare, but have you ever thought about what the doctors are thinking about it? How it's affecting the private practice individual that's maybe had a practice for 20 years in a small town, and that's just what they love to do. And you love to go see them. Well, a lot of things are getting ready to happen with Obamacare, with everything that's coming around the corner. If this thing goes through the way it's planning on, they did a poll and they said that 74% of physicians in private practice will either retire or seek other alternatives. And this is out of Fox News. Check this out. Seriously, this is a big deal. And if you think about it, this is where things are headed, simply from a financial perspective. But they said that in these findings, this is reported by the Physicians Foundation. It was called Health Reform and the Decline of a Physician Private Practice. And the report outlines provisions in the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act and examines economic, demographic, and other forces impacting the way doctors structure their practices and deliver care. The report offers a roadmap for where medical practice is headed in the post-reform era, says Lou Goodman. He's a PhD, president of the Physicians Foundation, and CEO of the Texas Medical Association. He said the private practice physician is rapidly disappearing, Goodman notes. He said both market forces and healthcare reform law are forcing physicians to find new ways of running a practice. We're extremely concerned about how this will affect patient care. Drawing on the perspective of a panel of healthcare experts and executives, the report projects physicians will follow one of the four courses. Here they are. Number one, they'll work as employees of increasingly larger medical groups or hospital systems. Number two, they'll establish cash-only practices that eliminate third-party payers. And then that's a big hot topic right there. Number three, they'll reduce their clinical roles by working part-time, or they'll opt out of medicine altogether by accepting non-clinical positions or by retiring. And the projections are bad. And this is sad because such good care is given by your private practice physician that, you know, whether it's in a small town or a larger town, has worked so hard to build their patient base, win your trust, be there for you night and day, make hospital round visits, or do whatever they do in their specialty to be there for you. And then for the system to kind of come down on them and put them in a really bad spot is a real challenge, I think. And so they're saying 2,400 physicians responded in a survey, and only 26% said they would continue practicing the way they are in the next 1 to 3 years. And the remaining 74% said they would retire, work part-time, close their practices to new patients, become employed and or seek non-clinical jobs. And this is all based on the survey and the data. But in order to illustrate medical practice trends, the report also included these case studies of medical practice models are likely to proliferate post-reform, including studies of medical home, an accountable care organization, a concierge practice. That's a real hot topic right now. A lot of physicians have already jumped on that wagon where they're a private practice and you pay, I think it's like $1,500 a year, almost like a membership fee. And then you get full rights to that physician, and they only accept so many patients. So they may only accept, you know, a certain 1,000 patients for a year or whatever it might be. And everybody pays $1,500, and then you get your office visits. You get to come in and see the doctor whenever you want to. They'll write you prescriptions. They'll do counseling. They'll do whatever. But once it's locked, it's locked. And then that way the physician, you've got him or her at a certain level, and then it is what it is. And that's kind of a, they call it a VIP practice or concierge practice as they're terming it now. But that's where a lot of this is headed. And if it continues, it's going to be a real challenge because the quality of care is going to go down. The shortage of physicians is going to be there. And you're not going to have the broad pickings, as we say in the South, that you could normally have. So you're going to have to go to a hospital and just take whatever they give you versus having, you know, Dr. Joe, Bob, or Dr. Smith, who you've seen ever since you were a kid, and your mom saw him, and your dad saw him, and everybody saw them. And the comfortable trust that's there, that's built, won't be there anymore. You're going to have to just go with whoever. And that's not really going to fare well, I think, with a lot of people, especially in America. So I'm hoping that there'll be some changes made. I really am. There's some good parts of the bill and all that. I get that. I'm excited that they're leaning toward prevention. I'm excited that they're leaning toward preventative care, lifestyle-based medicine, and allowing to teach people really what it takes to be healthy, to live a kind of healthy lifestyle that we need to live. And by focusing on that is good. But there's a lot of parts of this with the insurance companies, premiums going up, making it almost ridiculous for people to be able to have health care, to force them into other options of health care. I don't know if that's such a good thing. It's almost like they're taking some of our rights away. It's just not the best. There's some good, there's some bad. I'm kind of in the middle on it. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Michael. Michael, welcome to the show.
Yes, hi.
Good to talk with you. How can I help?
I have a rare disorder called interstitial cystitis, and I just been following up with my urologist, and there's really, he told me yesterday, really there is no magical cure for me, so I was just kind of trying to get some feedback from you. I'm also partially visually impaired, and I have neuropathy, and so and I use a wheelchair on and off, you know, because it affected my leg somehow. And I walk a little, but I use a wheelchair. But
sure.
I realize there's no cure or anything, but I'm just curious what you could suggest that I could take that might help reduce some of the. My stomach feels like it's inflamed or sore all the time.
So it's not just some of the time, it's all the time.
All the time, yes.
Yeah. And did the physician that you're going to, did they not offer any relief? What were the thoughts when he said...
Yesterday, they're starting for six weeks this thing called intravascular therapy treatment.
Yeah, yeah.
And that sounds like to me, I don't know if there's anything after that, but it sounds like I'm almost at the end of options.
Yeah, and that can relieve a lot of what you're feeling. So, tell you what, hang tight. Let's go into this break, and we'll continue talking about interstitial cystitis and ways to get through that challenge.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then our shuttle to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa. It's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Going into the break, we're talking with Michael and dealing with a health challenge called interstitial cystitis. And it's basically painful bladder more than anything. It's just, you want to look at it, get cut to the chase, is what it really is. And, yeah, I mean, the reality is, Michael, we were kind of talking about it, and you know, the doctors mostly will always tell you that there's really no cure, and it's unknown. They really don't even know what causes it, and it just comes on, and sometimes it'll go away. There's changes you can make. There's treatment. There's dietary things you can change, and, I mean, literally, sometimes it just goes away, and then it comes back. There's not a lot of rhyme and reason for it.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, there's different things they can do. There's bladder distension. Sometimes it's a form of treatment. They'll do a bladder installation, which is, well, it's kind of like a bladder wash. They'll put a fluid-filled solution in there, and there's a drug that they use called DMSO that can be helpful. Sometimes that's a treatment for it. But, you know, some of the drugs, have they given you any medication, oral medication yet?
They gave me a while back something called Elmeron.
Did it help? Because that takes
four months.
Yeah, see, you have to take that for 4 months before it even kicks in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, if you take it for like a week and it doesn't work, that doesn't really mean much. So, I mean, it's one of those deals. It's a tough medication.
Catch 22, basically.
It is a total catch 22. But let me tell you some things that they do know. Do you smoke?
No, I don't.
Good. Because that makes it unbelievably worse. Now, they found that exercise, let's lean over toward the natural side here for a second. they found that exercise, that people get some relief just by doing that. And I know, you know, you got some challenges there, but even getting in a pool and swimming, stretching, like getting on a stretching routine every day, they found that just some of that can really help.
Uh-huh.
So that's very helpful. That from the dietary standpoint, there's foods you definitely want to stay away from that will flare it up. And that's alcohol, tomatoes, chocolate, all spicy foods, caffeinated, and citrus beverages.
What about coffee?
Well, that's a high acidic drink, big time.
Oh.
And it's got caffeine in it. So
yeah, it does.
Yeah, you're gonna you've got caffeine and it's acidic. Now, there's a whole thing called working on getting your body alkaline. There's a what's called a pH scale, and some foods are very acidic, and some foods are very alkaline. The more alkaline you can make your body with interstitial cystitis, the better off you're going to be. High acid foods increase inflammation and bladder irritation. And so a lot of people get a lot of relief from eating more foods that are alkaline. And in my book, Empowering Your Health, I've got a whole list of foods in there that are more your alkaline foods. You also want to stay away from artificial sweeteners. The artificial sweeteners, a lot of times, except for Truvia, but the artificial, which is the stevia, the artificial sweeteners a lot of times they're more on the acidic side, and they can really flare up the interstitial cystitis. So the diet's really important, believe it or not. As I always talk about it, I always say it is for everything, but it is. And the one thing they have found where they've seen some changes, as a matter of fact, if you look in some of the research, even the treatments that they do, people get relief, but it'll come back. But what they're finding is that the dietary things, when people change those radically and go more toward the alkaline diet, they'll find that the symptoms either begin to subside or they'll stay away for longer periods of time. They may still come back, but if you can keep it at bay for a longer period of time, that's going to be a real victory.
It sounds like it, yeah.
You know, I just want to give you, if you can have a little bit of hope, I don't like to say ever that anything's incurable or there's no way out. I mean, there's always a way out.
Right.
We've got to look at the things that you can do, not at the things that are just impossible. I mean, there's always something possible in our health. My gosh, if you can get sick, you can get well at some capacity. So you just have to know that. But, yeah, I mean, coming up with a game plan is going to be a real key. I would go ahead and get a copy of my book and get looking into the alkaline foods and start getting your body more alkaline. And I mean, really, just really, I mean, food's going to be your best medicine in this. You need to go through the treatments that they're talking about. But at the end of the day, you don't want to be sitting there going, man, what is the deal? Why am I in so much pain? Is there no help? Because that much of processed food, if I got to eat baked chicken and broccoli, I'll do whatever I got to do if that's going to make it happen. So that's my mindset. And that's what I would encourage you to somehow adopt, because you got to beat this thing, man. You don't want it to win.
Well, thank you very much for your help, and I will definitely look into all that information.
Just look at it and keep me posted, all right? I want to hear how things are going with you, my man. 888-283-7272. Shoot me an email. We'll be glad to make it part of the show. Let's go to Cynthia now. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi.
How you doing, darling? How can I help?
Well, I have listened to your show, and thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I am a scleroderma patient, disorder. I never heard of it. I knew that my sister died at age 35 of complications from lupus. We had never heard of lupus. She died in 1996. So, of course, when I was diagnosed 5 years ago with scleroderma, you know, the first thing that I thought was I had been totally, I mean, to me, healthy. I was not overweight except for the reason I went to the doctor that I had gained 30 pounds. But I had no symptoms. And when I started listening to your show and you're talking about autoimmune disorders, I thought I'd call to see if there was some natural way that I could continue to, as my doctors, my specialists, and rheumatologists say, you know, it's a chronic disease and you
yes.
have to live with it. And you can live with it. But I'm on about 10 medications, the prednisone, the Plaquenil, the Protonix for gastrointestinal problems, the Celebrex for the pain rheumatoid, even Depakote for what they thought was some type of seizure activity, but after 5 days in the hospital, they said, well, we don't know. It just could be scarring all over my lungs, you know, just all over, but there's good days and bad days. But when right. listening to you provide so much hope with natural ways, as opposed to, like you say, stay on medications because the doctors are experts and they put us on the medications for a reason, but we have a responsibility to do what we can do if that's we right. have people that are knowledgeable like you to help us. So that's why I'm calling. I need to know what it is that I need to be eating to beat the scleroderma. Scleroderma has hit my lungs, my gastrointestinal tract, my mm-hmm. eyes, my skin.
Okay.
And, you know, I've gone from pneumonia, bronchitis, pleurisy, just anything you can think of. So now I'm saying I'm doing all right. I'm functioning. I'm still working.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to eat, right? I want to do those things you're saying do, but I don't know what supplements or what to where to start.
Okay. All right. Let's talk for a second. Now, knowing that you're going through all that and you've had to walk through this and it's starting to change some things in your body. You know, again, mm-hmm. you've got to come up with an original game plan. You come up with a game plan, you work your plan, and scleroderma is a challenge within itself. And it's within a category of health challenges that are real challenging. They are. Now, it's an autoimmune disease, so it's where the body attacks itself. And,
right,
exactly. So in the middle of that, knowing what to do when you've got an autoimmune condition is the key. So, again, you don't want to just sit back and take it, but you want to get to a place where you're like, okay, it's autoimmune, which means there's a strong genetic component that we're playing around with. And the genetic guys, they're tough to beat. So when you got a genetic component that you've got going on in your body, it's like turning a light switch on. And once the light switch is turned on, then you get to a place where you can't turn the light switch off because autoimmune can't turn it off. It's too strong on the genetic card. But what you can do, is you can get to a place where you can actually get what I call a dimmer switch. And if you can turn the dimmer switch on and get that little dimmer switch to go down, the light may be on, but if you can get the dimmer switch on to a place where you can really take it down and can't see the light, but barely, just barely flickering, barely on, then you can slow down the progression of the disease or the health challenge. And that's where you're going to be in a good place. So coming up with a game plan for that is going to be important. So let's talk about that for just a minute. Now, the first thing you want to do always is with scleroderma, any kind of autoimmune condition like that, you want to lay down the groundwork and you want to do the tea test, as I like to call it. But you'll do echinacea tea and green tea. See, the T1 helper cells and the T2 helper cells are the two main components of the immune system. And one of those is going to be attacking the body, causing the response of what scleroderma is doing, and the other ones will be dormant. What you want to do is you want to figure out which one of those T helper cells are active in the body for the immune system, where it's autoimmune. And if you can find that out, green tea stimulates one of them, and echinacea tea stimulates the other side. And so you'll do 5 cups of green tea for 5 days and see how your body feels. If you feel absolutely fantastic, that's the one that's suppressing the T helper cells that's attacking your body. If you feel horrible, then it's extenuating it or it's accelerating that, and you want to obviously stop doing that. But again, if you'll feel it immediately. So obviously, if you're feeling horrible, don't finish it out for 5 days. But the one that makes you feel good, that can be a staple for you, whether it's green tea or echinacea tea, and that's only going to be something that can help you as far as your day-to-day activities and the way you feel each and every day. So that'll be a real blessing for you, okay? So that'll give you kind of a path or a roadmap to go down. As far as eating goes, I would encourage you to get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health, and start on the anti-inflammatory diet. Supplements that you'll need to follow, I mean, the foundational four are good for everybody. That's a good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes, cod liver oil, and your probiotics. See, all those are fantastic. And on my website, drasa.com, we've got the 7 health prescriptions. You can just follow those to a T, and that's going to help you. But figuring out which one parts of the autoimmune process, that's the key. I mean, things like the scarring that can happen in your lungs, you know, continue to exercise if you can just a little bit, at least 30 minutes, 5 days a week can be very helpful. But those are some basic things to get started with. Please keep me posted how things are going with you because we're here for you.
Are Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Lines are open this hour, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Email came in from Alan in Texas. He writes, Dr. Asa, I suffer from migraine headaches. They usually hurt on the left side of my head. What can I do? Well, I don't know if it's the left side of your head over your eye, but if it is, migraine headaches that typically occur on the left side of the head are due to a zinc deficiency. Now, you being male, Alan, guys get deficient in zinc big time. And with stress levels, the more stressed out you are, the more you burn through zinc. And we use zinc to make our testosterone levels. So it plays a big role. It's a key mineral for that. So a lot of times if you're getting migraine headaches on the left-hand side of your head, recurrent and normal, that it's always on that side, you might want to look into some zinc supplementation. It might help you out. Of course, zinc comes heavily in nuts, almonds, walnuts, cashews, and those good healthy fats are going to be good for you anyway because they help make testosterone as well. They'll help burn body fat, and they're just great for lean muscle tissue and energy, and it's just good stuff. Really good for the hormones. So might be something you want to look into. 888-283-7272. Aspirin may cut the risk of cancer by up to 35%. And the adage is aspirin a day, they're saying, now keeps cancer away. According to a new study out of London, researchers at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine recently conducted research focused on reducing heart attack risk through the use of the little baby aspirin, around 75 milligrams. Well, they found that it can actually suppress certain cancers as well. The study carried out by Professor Peter Rothwell at the University of Oxford used individual patient data from many randomized trials of the daily aspirin versus no aspirin with use of the trial treatment. And the study showed that examined death certificates of those trial participants who were believed to have died of cancer. Another trial carried out by Tom Mead, a retired professor at the epidemiology at the same institution, actually found that the side effects of the low-dose aspirin is prevention of ischemic heart disease in men. They found the overall risk of death from cancer was reduced 21% in patients who took a daily aspirin compared to those who did not. Now, Dr. Jay Leonard, Deputy Chief Medical Officer of the National Office of the American Cancer Society, told AOL Health Tuesday that scientists also examined records for cancer patients with a 20-year follow-up and found that the group on aspirin had 20% fewer cancer deaths overall. They also had 35% fewer deaths from gastrointestinal cancers. However, there was no decrease in blood cancer such as lymphoma or leukemia. So another reason that they're saying to take aspirin. Now, my take on that, you really want to know what aspirin does. I mean, it's got several components to it. Now, similar pain-reducing components of an aspirin you can get out of white willow bark, and you can get that in most health food stores. But also the blood-thinning portion of what aspirin can do, vitamin E works very well. And it's known that around 400 to 800 IUs of vitamin E can have similar effects. But, of course, if your doctor has you taking aspirin right now, you jump over and start taking vitamin E, you can't do that. You got to go talk to them. You got to run it by the head coach. Don't start making decisions on your own. But vitamin E works very well. And it's known to have strong antioxidant properties, but it's very, very good for heart health. It's also great for prevention of cancer and prevention of plaquing on the arterial walls within the arteries. Great stuff. 888-283-7272. This is Dr. Asa on call. Let's go to James now. Hi, James. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Dr. Asa?
Living well, man. How can I help?
Well, first of all, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
And the problem that I've been having this cramp on my right hip.
Okay.
It's been well over 3 months now. Sometime I can feel it moving midway down my leg, and then it'll come back up to my hip. Now, I do have a couple of discs that's messed up pretty bad in my back, disc 3 and 4.
Okay.
I walking's supposed to be real helpful for you, but it don't work for me. If I walk for a long period of time, the only way I can get some relief, I have to peer, stoop down, and lean forward to work that muscle in the lower part of my back.
Okay.
And, you know, I just can't walk too long, and I can't stand too long. Now, before the cramp hit me in the side, I used to have bad, like, tingling going down my left leg into my toes. And sometimes it feels like I'd be walking on ice or something.
So have you seen anybody for that? Has anyone helped you with it?
Well, it's been several years. I had an MRI done, and that's how I found out this 3 and 4 was pressing on my nerve. And I were doing surgery. Not surgery, I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous. But I was
okay.
Doing therapy. They had me going to
physical therapy. Physical therapy.
Yeah, physical therapy for work. And that was the electroshocks they was giving me seems to was helping a lot. But that's been, like I said, that's been some years ago. And, you know, I just don't want to get the surgery done because I have a brother-in-law who had the surgery done, and he's worse off than, you know, before he had it done.
I understand.
I don't want to get the surgery done.
Yeah, I don't want to see you have to do that either. Now, I think that with your situation, one thing you can definitely do, and I would encourage you to do, and I think you're in a good candidate for it, is to maybe go see a chiropractic physician that's a DC or an osteopathic physician that's a DO. One of those physicians, they do non-surgical techniques, and there's ways that they can work on your lower back, getting the body kind of to realign and to organize itself into a place where it can function better and probably get rid of your pain. So I would look into that. Make sure to go visit and get a consultation with one of those doctors. Thanks for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you might have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.